The Edge Afternoons, Sharon and Steph with Sean.
We're joined by TikToker and Instagram personality.
Influencer.
Ooh. That's the word I was looking for. Kills joins us on the show.
Kia ora, thank you so much for having me.
Now, if you don't know Kills, you've probably seen his face pop up on your For You page. He is a Brit who's here in New Zealand, and he just reviews New Zealand culture. He immerses himself in Te Reo Māori and Māori culture. And your first video that blew up was you just saying things that are different about New Zealand, right?
Yeah, 10 things they don't tell you before moving to New Zealand. And rather than saying the usual stuff, sort of like, oh, people walk barefoot, there are pretty mountains, whatever, I try to get to the heart of things. And I thought the most important issue was never eat a pie with a knife and fork.
But this
But this is only from experience, because I did that. And I lived with a few Kiwis. I honestly, it was like a moment from a film. It was like you could hear people dropping their glasses. The place went silent. And I was like, what's going on? They were like, no.
Mate,
on the phone to immigration, get him out.
Oh, God. No, yeah. Well, there are a few things I reckon that like New Zealanders do that like you wouldn't even be aware of it, right? So never eat a pie with a knife and fork. What are the other things that you've noticed?
Oh gosh, what are the other things I've noticed? This is actually a huge one. People are not as obsessed with Lord of the Rings as they're made up. It's crazy. Like I've been staying in Nelson recently, and I went past
my hometown.
Oh no way!
Yeah,
I love it. I love it down there. It's so gorgeous. But I walked past, right? There's a little jeweler on Collingwood Street, just off Collingwood Street, where the Lord of the Rings ring was made, right?
Yeah.
And I was with some people and I was like, oh my God, best of it. And they were like, yeah, mate, shut up. Like, no one cares. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, good. I haven't even seen the films.
Oh, yeah, don't.
That's so common. My girlfriend works in film. She shot Rings of Power in New Zealand, the new Amazon series. Had never seen the original.
Because
all these people come to New Zealand and they go, Lord of the Rings, I want to walk the path and everything. And so many Kiwis, it's just like,
well, you'd have thought she'd have been asked about it in the interview as well. Like, you know, like a little pop quiz. Where did Frodo go in film one? I don't know.
You must know these things to work with us.
I've always wanted to go to Hobbiton. I've never been.
Yeah, likewise.
I live like 2 hours away.
Yeah, I'm staying because, as I say, when I'm out and about traveling, I keeping costs down as much as I can. Totally. And I'm in a backpackers for the next few days. Oh, don't even get me started. And these two lads in my room, right? They're like 23, they're from London as well. They're like, oh mate, we're going to Hobbiton tomorrow. We can't wait. And I'm thinking, I was like, oh yes, sounds fun. I didn't want to be rude and be a party pooper and say don't bother. But I thought, yeah, go on.
Apparently it is quite cool, but I can see what you mean. It's like, oh yeah, awesome.
So you're stuck here now as this person who kind of reviews New Zealand for a living. You're big on TikTok with it. You're big on Instagram. Do you get recognised a lot around New Zealand for it?
Oh yeah, it is mad. Honestly, like it is. I mean, let me say now, everyone has been amazing. Like everyone is so lovely. But it's quite funny actually, because I filmed in Henderson, you know, in West Auckland a couple of weeks ago, and the craziest time is if I'm ever out and about and it's like school coming out hours, like 20 past three, right? I was on this train and I was sort of like a bit hungry, a bit of a tiring day. I had like cap on, shades on, like headphones in, down, sitting amongst kind of like all these school kids. And then no one recognized, and this one lad comes on and goes, Joe by the girls! And the whole carriage is like, oh my God. And it was, we were having selfies whilst like trying to, you know, wrestle with the movement of the train. Like it was so much fun. But yeah, I reckon, yeah, it is chaos.
Oh God.
Cheer Brother Curls. And Cheer Brother Curls for being on the show. You can follow him. It's Curly Baby.
Yeah, it's Curls Baby, I think.
It's Curls Baby.
Or it's Curls. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, have a look. Yeah.
It's Curls Baby on Instagram. Sorry, it's Curly Baby's Your OnlyFans. It's slightly different thing.
Wow.
Thanks for joining us, brother. And thank you so much for shining a light on Aotearoa.
It's quite literally my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Oh, awesome. Thanks.
The Edge Afternoons. Sharon and Steph with Sean.